We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you had a really great plan for an open.
Sure did.
And that song that you wanted me to play is no longer in there.
Do you have another song you could play?
I could hum it.
It's time to drive to right center field to the wall and the all-star lines one off the wall in right center field. It's stuck.
Hit the back
in the back wall. It's stuck. But I didn't see anybody call it yet. First base umpire Bill Miller, but he's confirming it. As he turns right, went out to take a look. A home run for Reynolds. His 18th. What a finish to his first half. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Little dribbler. Here comes Key Brian Hayes. On the first, raise the Jolly Roger for a fourth straight time. And the 2024 Pirates are at 500 at the All-Star break.
They sure are at 48-48. And our thanks to Pirates of the Caribbean there. We've ripped off their song. I feel like that wouldn't happen if it was a Doran solo show. Like, if it were a Doran solo show and not a Crowley solo show, you'd have had that music queued up an hour and a half ago for fear of being punched in the face.
No, he probably just wouldn't have asked me to do something like that. He would have just
come right in with whatever music there was going to be.
Yeah.
So the Buccos at 500, winners of six out of their last seven games, finally. They won three in a row, and now they've won four in a row. They hadn't won four in a row since their first series of the season against the Miami Marlins. They had not won three in a row since May 6th. So break up the Bucks. They're hot. Their starting rotation has been outstanding, even with some of the injuries that they have been dealing with. And all of a sudden, they're just a game and a half back in the wild card race. Not that long ago, they were five games back. They're only six and a half back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the division race for the NL Central. Just a week ago, they were nine and a half games back. All of a sudden, the world is the Pirates' oyster, and tomorrow, Paul Skenes is going to be starting the All-Star game. And I think the Pirates are going to be one of the stories that is talked about tonight at the Home Run Derby. The Pirates are one of the great stories in baseball the first half of the season. They're going to be talked about ad nauseum tomorrow night when Paul Skenes takes the mound. And I'm wondering if Pirates fans can finally be optimistic. If you can look at this team glass half full instead of doing what all Pirates fans seemingly do, myself included most of the time, and say, nah, that glass is always half empty. Are you buying the Pirates as legitimate contenders. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Pirates can actually make the playoffs? Can you allow your mind to dream? Can you allow yourself to have those visions of sugar plums dancing in your head? As you have until Friday, to just think about where the Pirates are. Can you let your mind wander? Can you start thinking about late September in a pennant race? Can you start to think about Bucktober? 412-928-9370. I can, and there's a few reasons why. Number one, the Pirates, forget just 48-48 at 500 in a National League that stinks, by the way. They're 31-26 since Nick Gonzalez and Paul Skenes have been called up. 31-26. That is a 544 winning percentage. If the Pirates play to a 544 winning percentage for the rest of the season, guess what? That'll have them at 84-78. Last season, the Arizona Diamondbacks made the playoffs at 84-78, then they went on to the World Series. The Miami Marlins were 84-78, a playoff team. Those were your number two and number three wild card teams. If the Pirates merely play to that winning percentage of 544 in the second half of the season, they will get to that number. Now, that would not have been good enough to make the playoffs 2 years ago, where the Phillies were 87-75, where the Padres were 89-73. But if the Buccos just maintain the pace that they've had since Skenes and Gonzalez came up, they will be an 84-win baseball team. That could very well get them into the playoffs, and I think that it would. When I look at the standings, I'm not seeing any teams that I really think are going to run away and hide with this thing. Like, the Mets have gotten hot, but I think that they're going to be like a bottle rocket here. It took them so much just to get back over 500. I think they're going to start to level out. The Diamondbacks, they're a decent baseball team, but they're 49-48. They're flawed. We've seen the Pirates play the Cardinals in a couple of series very tight. When the Cardinals lineup flashes before every game, I go, oh my God, that's the St. Louis Cardinals that we've feared over the years? That doesn't look like a St. Louis Cardinals lineup. And they're very similar to the Pirates. The Cardinals have a good bullpen. The Cardinals have a good pitching staff. But they leave a lot to be desired, at least as far as runs scored. So I think the Pirates, if they can keep it up, and I think that they will, are going to be right there. They're going to have a shot to make the playoffs. And that is because the NL stinks, but it's also because of what they've got going for them right now. When Bailey Falter got hurt, I went, son of a bleep. When Jared Jones got hurt, I went, ah, dang it. But this Pirates team has now boasted legitimate pitching depth in the starting rotation. Luis Ortiz has been excellent all season long, and he was great when they went to those bullpen games. He has been dynamite as a starter. 17 innings, 2 earned runs. He deserves a place in that starting rotation. Quinn Priester, his last 2 appearances, you combine them, pretty good. What he did in Milwaukee was outstanding. Marco Gonzalez had been pretty good prior to his injury. And Marco Gonzalez was really good in his first appearance after the injury. Jared Jones will be back before September, I believe. At least that's what Ben Cherington made it sound like yesterday on his radio show. And that's actually going to be helpful, I think, to the Pirates in a weird way that Jared Jones got hurt. Just follow me for 1 second here. Jared Jones was going to get pulled back at some point. They were going to skip starts. They already have. 59 pitches in 1 game against the Mets. They pulled him after 5 innings. They have been careful with Jared Jones all year long. They were going to continue to do that. Well, if he misses 6 weeks, when he comes back, I don't think you're going to have to pull him back at all. I just think you're going to let Jared Jones go out there and pitch, and the injury took care of all that. So Jones will come back. Bailey Falter, who's pitched to about a 4 ERA this year, he's going to come back. The one guy I don't love in the rotation is Martin Perez, and I have a feeling the Pirates might try to trade him just as a pure salary dump to get his prorated $8 million off the books, or if not, he folds into the bullpen. And speaking of the bullpen, all of a sudden, the pieces are coming together for the Buccos in the bullpen. Aroldis Chapman his last two times out, very good. Colin Holderman has been good all season long, had a couple of recent blips, not blimps like the Goodyear, but blips, like in the Marvel movie, the blip. There you go. He has been very good all season long. You finally get your closer, David Bednar, back. Now you've got Carmen Majinski, who's pitching like the guy who he was last year. Ryan Borecki should come back here soon. Kyle Nicholas has been living with Jared Jones and Paul Skeens. Their greatness has rubbed off on him. Apart from when he pitched in Skeens' debut, and he was walking everybody and their mother, their brother, their sister, he has been a pretty good reliever, and of late, a very good reliever. The Pirates pitching, what I'm saying here, should be able to keep this up. And then you've got Key Brian Hayes, who has now recently been getting hits in multiple games. You've got Brian Reynolds, who has the ninth best OPS in the National League. He is in the top 10 in home runs in the National League. I see no reason to believe that Brian Reynolds is not going to keep this up. O'Neill Cruz, seemingly okay now with that hamstring injury. I'm expecting a big second half from him. I think this Pirates team can absolutely make the playoffs. At 48-48 right now, winners of six of their last seven, including a series victory in Milwaukee where they never do that, I think they're playing their best baseball of the season. And when you think about it, they let that series against the Mets slip away. If it's ifs and buts were candy and nuts, then every day would be Ernt the Donk Fest. That's from The Office. Dwight Schrute. They should have won 3 out of 4 there. They didn't. They did have Chapman blow the save, and that was a gut punch at the time. But they're playing, overall, their best baseball of the season. They can pitch the hell out of the thing. You know what they are from that standpoint. And I think, help is on the way, Mrs. Doubtfire. I think they're going to add, and I don't think it's going to take very much to allow this team to go on even more of a run than they have to this point, winners of 6 of 7. I really believe you are one bat away from being an average offense. And if this team can be an average offense with the way that they can pitch, they're going to have a chance. And it's not just Skeens. It's not just Keller, who was not good yesterday. But he gets a break from me. They win the game. And I think you know most of the time what you're getting at this point with Mitch Keller. It's not just those guys. It's everybody else I mentioned. It's Bailey Falter who's going to come back. It's Luis Ortiz who's been very good. It's Marco Gonzalez who I have some faith in to at least give you competitive appearances every fifth or sixth day. It's the bullpen now, which has all fallen into place. They are going to continue to be one of the better pitching teams in the National League the rest of the way. And if you add one bat, whether it's Taylor Ward or J.J. Bleday, or you can dream big for a Jazz Chisholm, they're going to add somebody. Later on in the show, we'll play you some of Ben Sherrington's comments from yesterday. I've never felt better about them adding at the deadline. They're going to add. They can pitch. I'm feeling better about the Pirates right now than I have at any other point this season, and I wonder if you agree. Do you think this team can make the playoffs? Has this team made a believer out of you? 412-928-9370. I want you to weigh in. We'll take your calls all morning long. We are Dickersonless today. It's just me and Harry, and we want to talk to you. Can you look at the Pirates and not even squint? Just look at what they've done, look at where they're going, and think this team can make the playoffs. Are you buying the 2024 Buccos?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit us up on Twitter at @_AdamCrowley, @Callis_33, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline, 412-928-9370. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm buying that the Bucks can make the playoffs. Are you? 412-928-9370. They're on a 544 winning percentage. They have a 544 winning percentage, I should say, since Nick Gonzalez and Paul Skeens have been called up. If they were to keep that winning percentage going in the second half of the year, they'd win 84 games. Well, both the second and third wildcard teams last year got in with 84 wins. And this is a weak bubble, so to speak, to try to get in to a wildcard spot in the NL. I think the Pirates can absolutely keep up that pace. I think the Pirates' pitching is good enough, and I think the Pirates will ultimately add a bat or two at the deadline, and I think it'll push them in. I really think that this team, with its starting pitching depth, can make the postseason. What say you at 412-928-9370? We got Brad a few more calls coming in as well. We'll get to you coming up in a moment, but I can't forget that Callis just said this during the break. I do not want to let this thing go in one ear and come out the other. So Callis was at the wonderful softball, celebrity softball game this weekend. Cam Hayward, Doran Dickerson put that thing on every year. And you got to Give a shout out to the Washington Wild Things as well, Tony Busilli. It's just a wonderful event. Callis just apropos of nothing during the break. You know, I signed some boobs this weekend. Callis, what? You signed some breasts?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you got the number from the woman. What happened? Later in the evening, you shot her a text, and what happened?
No, it was actually the next morning.
Okay, and then what happened?
I got a wrong number text back.
Mm-hmm. She fake numbered you, man.
You think so?
I guarantee well to you, you got fake numbered by the woman whose breasts you signed.
See, I always get sad about that, though. I'm like, everybody says I'm such a nice guy, everything, you know, fun and everything. I'm just like, you know what? She's pretty. She let me sign her boob. It's fine, you know. Like, why are you laughing at that?
Because it's such a wonderful moment. You have reached peak stardom as the producer of the Fan Morning Show, so much so that a beautiful woman says, sign me. Sign me. And you do, and you think, this is my chance. I'm going to slide in. I'm going to get the number. And then the next morning you text her, and you absolutely got fake numbered. It couldn't happen in any funnier way than what you have described. And I am sorry that that happened to you, but in a way, I'm also not sorry because you signed some breasts. All right, will the Pirates make the postseason? Do you believe? Do you have Bucko fever? Are you as optimistic as I am with your 500 Pittsburgh Pirates? 412-928-9370. Brad starts us off this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Howdy. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. Little analogy for you. Pittsburgh Pirates here are a lot like a relationship I got with my father. I was born in 97. Ironically, my birthday is in October, but whenever it came down time for my birthday party, he'd tell me, yeah, I'm coming. I'll be there. I got you a sick gift I picked out just for you.
No.
And then the party comes up, and he never delivers.
Brad, that makes me very sad. And I hope that for your sake, because you sound like a big Pirates fan, that they can not disappoint you the way that your father has over the years.
I keep a layman's term on baseball, but I do watch it thoroughly. I won't buy any Pittsburgh gear because just like my dad on my birthday, Bob Nutting's just yoinking gyros and Mike and Tony's instead of caring about the team.
Brad, do you have kids?
No, sir. I'm engaged, though.
Congratulations. Do you plan on having kids at some point?
Absolutely.
Well, I imagine you'll be a pretty good dad based on your own experience, man. So thanks for the call.
Big time.
That got heavy. That got heavy real quick. The Pirates are like my dad, who is a deadbeat ass. So he not sharing my optimism about the Pirates. How about Rob in Chicago at 412-928-9370? Rob, are you starting to believe? Do you have Bucko fever? Can this team make the postseason?
I don't know, Crowley. Maybe I get a little skin rash, maybe, but I don't know about Bucko fever. Let me tell you something. If you ever want to feel bad about your franchise, just look at the White Sox over here. They screw up everything.
Oh, my
they
God.
Touch.
Rob, they had the baseball world by the nards just a few years ago. And they are by far the worst team in baseball. I mean, how many rudimentary things did the White Sox screw up this weekend? And they pulled Crochet. Like, they really gifted the Buccos that sweep, but I don't think anyone around here is apologizing for it.
No, it was nice to see them. They actually dominated the White Sox. They cleaned their house, cleaned their clocks. But, they're going to go in the Shark Tank right after the All-Star break, so we'll see what they're made of.
They sure are, Rob.
They're going to play some pretty competitive teams, and then we're going to see what happens.
Well, thank you for the call, buddy, at 412-928-9370. I was going to ask Rob about his relationship with his father, but I didn't want to pull at that thread. Look, this series upcoming against the Phillies is going to be awesome. They're the best team in baseball. You know they're going to bring fans. They always do. It's Yinzer Palooza, the Pirates at 500. You have 60-ish odd games remaining in the season. It is sprint time just a couple of weeks before the Major League Baseball trade deadline. I'm expecting the best atmosphere at PNC Park that we've seen in a long, long time. That's a far cry from the Chicago White Sox, though. But the Buccos will have a chance to set up their rotation the way that they want it to. I would be surprised if we see Paul Skeens before, let's say, Sunday. I think the Pirates are going to use this opportunity to set their rotation, and they might have him be at best, if you're looking at like this weekend and trying to buy tickets or something like that, at best you'll see him Sunday. But I don't know that they'll pitch him before then. And I think there's also a chance they might make him the fifth guy in the rotation just to build out some extra rest for their guy coming up here. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, the personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Do you think the Pirates can make the playoffs? Are you optimistic about this team? There's another reason why I'm buying these Buccos. I'll tell you about that coming up next. And Pirates made a couple draft selections last night. At ninth overall, they picked a prep school player.
Continue to look for ways to make the team better. And better today, better tomorrow, better at the end of July, better in August and September, and certainly better, you know, into the offseason and next year. We just want to keep this thing moving forward. And if there are opportunities to do that between now and the end of July in a way that impacts 2024, then we're going to go after those. And you know, we're talking to teams about different things all the time.
We have spent a lot of time on the deadline and whether or not the Pirates will do something. Well, I think that this team has now forced Ben Cherington's hand. And if you believe a lot of the reports out there, they have been really dogged in attempting to add to this team. Ben Cherington has been shooting out texts to all the general managers in Major League Baseball. He said yesterday he's been in contact with every team. You heard what he just said there. They're 48-48. They're a game and a half out of the playoff spot. They're two games out of the second wild card. They are right there in this thing. They're only 6.5 back in the division, which a week ago looked like they had no shot. They were 9.5 back. Now they're 6.5 back. I think that this team, which has a .544 winning percentage since Skeens got called up, is only going to get better in the next couple of weeks. I think this team is going to add. And I like what Ben Cherington said there. I'm not looking for a rental. I'm not looking for some guy you get 2 months out of. I'm looking for someone who can help the Pirates make the playoffs this year, or multiple guys who can make the Pirates better this year, but who also will be under control for the next few seasons. Taylor Ward, Paul Zeiss reported there in conversations with the Angels about him. He makes some sense as an upgrade who is arbitration eligible for the next 3 years, so he would be under team control. Another guy, J.J. Bleday, makes some sense, who's got some arbitration seasons upcoming. And so he could help down the stretch this year and then also for a few years to come. That's the kind of move I'm looking for. And there are Pirates fans that are always going to be pessimistic. They're going to say, no way, they're not going to make a move. They don't do that kind of thing. Yes, they do. And I realize it's a different regime, but Neil Huntington was often fairly aggressive at the trade deadline. The last time the Pirates were in it, the last time the Pirates were over 500 or at 500 at the All-Star break was 2018. And guess what? They went out and they made that Chris Archer trade. Not a good trade. Wound up being a total disaster. One of the worst trades in Pittsburgh sports history. Definitely one of the worst trades in Pirates history. But they went for it. The thought process was right. The player they acquired was wrong. And they gave up a ton for the wrong guy. But they did try to add and push their team over the hump. I think back to the 11-12 Pirates that we know collapsed down the stretch. But Wandy Rodriguez was brought in here to help bolster the pitching staff. I mean, all those years where the Pirates were in contention, they added guys. Ryan Ludwig. They added Derek Lee, who before he got hurt had an OPS over 1,000 for the Bucks. So they added. They added Justin Morneau. They added Marlon Byrd. They added Jay Happ. So Neil Huntington had the freedom to go out and augment the roster. Why would Ben Cherington not have that freedom? Now, I know what John Parato wrote last week. They don't have a lot of financial, you hate this, flexibility. According to Parato and his source within the front office, they're not going to spend a ton of money. I would not expect. We saw Luis Robert Jr. have a really good series this weekend. I would not expect them to add $20 million to the payroll unless they were able to ship off a whole bunch of money, like with Martin Perez or Aroldis Chapman going out. But I would expect upgrades. And I don't think it would take much to push this team, not just to wild card contention status, they're already there, but as a wild card winner. Again, if they maintain their post-call-up of Skeens pace, they'll win 84 games, which got two teams into the playoffs last year. And that's just the pace that they've had without adding a bat or two. And I think they'll add a bat or two. I am optimistic that this team can make the postseason. Are you? 412-928-9370. And that is the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Pirates will make the playoffs? So far, not a ton of votes at this early hour, but 73% of the votes right now saying no, that the Pirates are not going to make the playoffs. Texter, you cannot believe anything that Charrington says. This is a punt year as they continue to demonstrate that fact. Well, you heard what he said. They're not just going to go out and get a rental. So from that standpoint, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Texter. They want to add to this team and get a player or two that can help in the window, not just now, but over the next couple of years. And I don't think when you talk about the J.J. Bledays of the world or the Taylor Wards of the world, you're going to have to part from all that much to bring them in here. And they would be upgrades for this team. Because as much as I want Jack Sawinski to turn this deal around, I'm not seeing it from Jack Sawinski, who's hitting south of 170 and is showing no signs of busting out of this thing. You've got almost an automatic out every time he plays in the bottom of your order, and you would be replacing him, let's just say again, with a Taylor Ward, who is an above-average offensive player. That makes a significant difference, and you don't have to give up much to get him, and they don't cost a lot in terms of dollars and cents. They'd be stupid not to do that, and history tells you, as I've laid out, that the Pirates in the past have made these kinds of moves. 412-928-9370. Here's another texter. Morning, Crowley. The Bucks, as is, will flirt with that final wild card spot, but the addition of just two average bats at best will make this team a playoff contender. I could not agree more. 412-928-9370. The Buccos had the ninth selection in last night's MLB draft, and the Pirates selected Connor Griffin, a prep school shortstop who profiles potentially as an outfielder. Here's what Jim Callis, one of the great baseball minds of our time, one of the great prospect minds of our time, had to say about that Buccos pick.
He's the best high school player in the draft. And I'm not saying he's going to be the best player in the draft, because there are some questions about the swing for some teams. He's got the highest ceiling in the draft. Yeah, you can argue Cags because he's a two-way guy. But this guy has 30-30 potential. He could be a plus shortstop. He could be a gold glove center fielder. He could be an absolute monster. I love when teams go for ceiling, especially you're picking ninth. This might be a little bit of, we might look back and go, how'd that guy last nine picks?
So it isn't just Jim Callis. As I was flipping back and forth between MLB Network's coverage and ESPN's coverage, Eduardo Perez, an analyst for ESPN, says that if Connor Griffin went to college, he'd be the number one pick in 3 years. Now, Connor Griffin is committed to LSU. It's where Paul Skeens went. We all know that. It's where Dylan Cruz went. We all know that. They've got an eye for talent. The College World Series champion from last season. But Connor Griffin says he's eager to start his professional career. So it sounds like he's going to sign on the dotted line and he's going to be a Pittsburgh Pirate. And I know there was some, not a lot, and I don't want to do the straw man thing. There was some consternation about the Pirates, a team that we all look at and go, oh, they've got this window here for the next 5 years, drafted a high school player. This was supposedly one of the best college drafts in recent memory. And the Buccos go with a high school player. Typically, that's not my philosophy. I do not love that. I think it's harder to project out these high school players. You're kind of swinging with your eyes closed on them. Whereas college players, obviously, they're grown men. A lot of these SEC guys, they're getting double A treatment. I mean, they're dealing with double A talent when they're playing in the SEC. So you can project, and it's easier to kind of say, oh, what this guy's going to be at the major league level. But I can't fault the Pirates for taking the player that guys like Jim Callis say have the highest ceiling in the draft. Who knows where this goes? But the Pirates could, if we're looking 5 years from now, have selected the best player in this draft. And I do worry about what they've done in the draft of late. You know, Nick Gonzalez was the first pick that was made by Ben Cherington's regime. And he has been such a difference maker for the Pirates. He's starting to look like not a bust. Last year, I was thinking, what the hell? Now, Henry Davis, on the other hand, at this point, the only word you could use for him is bust. And you start thinking about Thomas Harrington, who's a big-time prospect for the Pirates, Tamar Johnson, who had such a bad start this year. You need to be, if you're a small market club, hitting on draft picks. You do. And it's been a mixed bag and maybe worse than that for Ben Cherington, with the obvious exception of Paul Skenes, and it was not a fait accompli that he would be picked number one. A lot of people thought Dylan Cruz would go number one, so kudos to him for picking the right guy, obviously at this point, number one last year. You got to hit on these guys. You absolutely have to. And it's not just, will they grow into being good players for the Pittsburgh Pirates? When you get into this window here, you need to develop players so that they can be draft capital as well. And I think the Pirates did the right thing, ninth overall last night, taking the player who a lot of folks think could be the best player in this draft when it's all said and done. 412-928-9370. Something happened in the draft yesterday that really bothered me. We'll tell you what that is. And then at the top of the hour, we got to dive headfirst into Paul Skenes, who's the greatest thing since sliced bread. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, Paul Skenes starting the All-Star game. We all know that. Paul Skenes 6-0 with a 190 ERA. He's been the best pitcher in baseball since his call-up. He might be the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball right now. Can the Pirates sign him to a contract extension? When should they sign him to a contract extension? We'll get to all that coming up in about 10 minutes. But last night was first couple of rounds of the Major League Baseball draft, and a local kid, J.J. Weatherholt, from Mars Area High School, wound up going 7th overall to the St. Louis Cardinals. And I love J.J. Weatherholt. He's a West Virginia guy. As a freshman, he hit over 300. As a sophomore, he hit 450. This year, he missed 28 games due to injury, but still hit 330. And I know that it was nagging him all year long. This is a guy that had a chance to go number one if you followed all the mock drafts, certainly in the top five, and he fell. And as he's falling, I'm thinking, please get to Pittsburgh. Please get to Pittsburgh. Please get to Pittsburgh. There's one place you can't go, and that's to the St. Louis Cardinals. And folks, I'm here to tell you a couple things. Number one, he was the Big 12 Player of the Year a couple years ago. J.J. Weatherholt was. Great, great, great kid. From everything I hear, he's a lot like Skenes. Got his head screwed on straight. A great family. He is going to be, Callis, you know this to be true, J.J. Weatherholt is going to kill the Pirates for like the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me nuts. He's the exact kind of guy that'll kill you too, because he's going to hit for average. I was kind of surprised he was getting mocked as like the 1-1 guy in a lot of circles, because he's not a big-time power hitter. He's sort of a throwback. He's a high average guy, not saying he doesn't have power, but this is someone who's going to, I think, hit over 300 in Major League Baseball for years. And if there's one organization that gets the best out of young guys, seemingly always, it's the damn St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, that's their revenge for finishing last in the division, because they got a higher pick than the Pirates.
Oh, man, you are so right about that. We celebrated that last year. It was like the first time since 1990 or something that the Pirates finished ahead of the Cardinals in the division standings. And their reward is that they get to draft J.J. Weatherholt. And so I'm conflicted here, because I wanted to see him go top 10. It's the highest amount Nier has ever been drafted. He's a Martian, just like David Bednar. And so I'm really happy for the guy. And I'm really happy for my university. But I'm also crestfallen because he's going to wind up shoving it to us for the next 10 or so years. And that's where Jed Jerko wound up. I used to call Jed's games at Hawley Field. I was the play-by-play guy for a time. And another good guy. And we're actually Eskimo brothers, me and Jed Jerko. A story that I'm not going to tell on the air, but a wonderful man. And he wound up with the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think at least a season, he hit 30 home runs, and that sucks. And J.J. Weatherholt, I will root for you every single game that you play, unless you play the Pirates. And it's like, guys like this always kill the Pirates. What's his face? He went to Lebo, wound up with the Cubs. Ian Happ. Ian Happ hits like he's Ted Dan Williams against the Bucks. So on one hand, I'm excited. On another hand, not so much.
I do wonder why the Pirates don't try to invest more in Pittsburgh guys. I mean, I understand you want to get
Neil Walker thing worked out okay.
And if they would have taken Mason Miller.
Work out pretty well, too. Yeah, think about all the talent that's come out of here in recent years. And we can't, of course, forget Nicholas Harry Callis.
Yeah, but I don't play baseball. That's more what I was getting at there, yeah.
But you played with Mason Miller.
Yeah, but again, he's Mason Miller for a reason. Yeah.
You're just Nick Harry Callis. I don't know if Mason Miller is going around signing boobs, though.
Well, he's got
any
lady,
stories about that. All right, coming up next, Spot Track. I don't know how to pronounce it. One of these cap sites put together what an extension would look like for Paul Skeens. And I amend it a little bit. I'll float a potential Skeens contract out to all of you, and I want to know if you think it's realistic, if you think the Pirates would actually go there with their 1-1 pick from last year, with the starter of the All-Star game for the NL. 412-928-9370. I want you to comment. We'll give away some tickets as well. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.